The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, there is a little aphorism or saying. There's a little saying that in doing vipassana practice, mindfulness practice, that we should look at reality, but we shouldn't stare at it. Don't stare at reality. It's impolite. So, you know, to be overly trying to bore down, take the awareness and bore down at the experience, really try to zero in and really be tight, is not so useful. But there is looking or seeing. I like the word seeing because looking, even that sometimes is too much, because looking is intentional. We look. Whereas seeing, we can see without looking, without trying to look, without engaging with looking. So you see, you know, you just relax, and what do you see? Well, I see people in this room. I see rugs, I see lights, just things that are here. But if you tell me to look at this room, well, suddenly I start working at it. So don't stare at reality. Maybe don't even look, but see clearly. And so how does that happen? How do you get there? Sometimes you have to look first, and then after looking gets established, then we can relax and let it just be seeing. We're there and can just see. In this kind of line of talking, I get the sense from talking to people that people who do mindfulness practice will think that there's two general options of how to be mindful. There is the option of looking carefully, looking at kind of focused attention. And there's the option of having open awareness, to have the attention be really wide and open, expansive awareness. And there is a third option, and that is to do a combination of those two. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And the analogy that I have for this is if you want to focus on some particular point, maybe the sensations of your breath and your chest or your nostrils and your belly, the expansion and contraction. There might be a little area that you focus on. So one idea is to focus on it and so like everything, all your different faculties of attention get gathered together and really get tight or focused in a kind of narrow way. Attention becomes narrow. And then you kind of look at it carefully. That's a good way to start staring at it too. But another way is to take time to have this, to have the consciousness be wide and broad. And then in this wide and broad field, don't narrow it, but let the sensations of breathing, wherever the particular places are, let them come into be the center of that expansive awareness. And you know, it's kind of like you come and touch the center of your palm, where it's the most one of the most sensitive parts of the hand, where you can really feel things carefully. And so it is to stay, keep the attention, keep the consciousness very relaxed. Keep it relaxed. Don't tighten it up or start staring at something. Just keep it open. But then be very intimate and close to the particular point where the breathing meets the middle of that consciousness. It's kind of like make that the middle of your universe, your awareness universe. And then just stay and feel and sense what's going on there. And that way you're getting kind of the best of both worlds, where you're aware, your mind is quite relaxed and open, accepting and allowing, and you get the benefits of being grounded or anchored at something in particular, where you can really begin feeling it deeply and closely and really intimately. And so there can be growing stillness, growing concentration, together with a sense of not getting tight, not getting narrow. As you do this, what might happen is that there might be a period of time where the awareness is no longer feels expansive, not because we've tightened up, because we're so absorbed in the place of contact between awareness and the sensations of breathing, for example, that everything else recedes from awareness. It's no longer, you know, being registered. But it isn't because we've gotten tight and focused and narrow and with attention. So keep it open. So I learned to do this first when I was doing walking meditation. And I learned that if I would start my walking meditation by just walking back and forth in a relaxed way and let my, the language I used for myself back then was let my consciousness be really wide and spacious. And I would imagine that the image of, I would have the little image for a couple of, for a minute or something, of that I was a passenger in a car and reality was just coming to me. I was just sitting, I just sit back and reality just coming to me. I wasn't going to it, was kind of the idea, a little fantasy. And so I would do walking meditation and kind of imagine like I wasn't really walking. Reality was just, I was in an escalator or something or a moving conveyor belt or something, and everything just coming towards me or coming towards me, and I was just receiving everything, receiving it, and keeping my consciousness very broad. And then as I got kind of established in that, then I would bring my attention, I would keep it that way, and bring my attention down to the legs and feet during the walking meditation. And then I'd have this intimacy with the sensations of walking, and I'd get really centered and somewhat focused and still, just that world of walk of the feet walking. That was the world of paying what I was paying attention to. But and I'd watch a little bit, periodically I'd kind of surface and see, have I gotten tight? Have I gotten a little bit focused? And sometimes I had, and then I would relax. And then I'd go back to feel my feet again. And then after maybe 5 minutes, I'd check in again and relax. And then keeping that open, and that worked really well. So in walking meditation, that's how I learned this. And then I started doing this in sitting meditation as well. And to sit down and just be relaxed, open, not try to do anything, not be in a hurry to get focused and to find the breath and get on with it. And kind of just be very relaxed to how things are and just kind of be open and accepting and broad and peaceful with it all as best I could. And then with that state of consciousness, then begin, not in a hurry, but begin kind of settling in and connecting to the breathing and trying to connect to the breathing without any kind of contraction or tightness in my mind, in my head or my forehead or whatever it was, and try to stay very relaxed and very centered and then kind of to get this center point of awareness that was meeting my breathing, just let that kind of just really be a close partnership, a close kind of experiencing, just those sensations of breathing as it occurs, and let everything else kind of recede into the background. So for me, that was a happy combination of something that nowadays is called open awareness and focused awareness. And also in doing that, then I was seeing or sensing or experiencing without staring. So because you don't want to be impolite when you're up against reality, because reality will win. If you do the steering contest, guess who's going to back down first? So just don't stare at reality. Now, look at it until you don't have to look anymore, but just see. Just allow yourself to sense, to experience it. Let the experience arise and come into the awareness. But that doesn't mean you have to be aware of everything. You can just be very aware, very sensitively attentive to some particular area, like just the breathing, sensations of breathing, just the feet as they step. But it isn't because you've gotten narrow, in a sense, not because you've gotten focused, but because you've gotten centered. This open awareness has gotten centered on that particular place. So hopefully that makes some sense for you, and enough that maybe you can experiment and play with, and maybe it's useful for you. So thank you for sitting here, So now we're going to spend 15 minutes doing the... you can even try, experiment with this, doing the cleaning. We're going to do cleaning the center, and to experiment as you clean the center to see if you can find that happy midpoint between being open in your awareness and connected in a very specific way, just the broom against the floor or something, but without getting focused, getting tight, and just doing just the one thing, but being with that one thing in an open, relaxed way. So, Jeff, do you want to? You have the.
So we need.
Some people probably can't hear you.